Well, it's great to be back with you this morning, and we pray that you've had a good week. Now, if you missed last week's message, I encourage you to log back into our website at independencebaptist.org and take a listen. Now, for this week, Pastor Reynolds has titled the message, The Eyes of God. And if you have your Bibles handy, then you can turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3.
This morning, we want to look in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 15, and verse number 3, as we think on the subject, the eyes of God. The Bible says here in this place, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Of course, we should all look to God for our help. But do we understand that God looks upon us? Whether we're doing right or whether we're doing wrong. We look at a lot of things, some of them bad and some of them good, but all of these things we look at are recorded in our memories and remain there. But this is also true with God, as our memories as well as ourselves are made in the image of God. It is true that sin has polluted our nature, but sin has never polluted God at all. But the principles of our existence remain exactly the same as they have always been. Notice in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1 and verse number 31, that God sees everything. The Bible said, and God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God sees everything that happens upon this earth. God sees the things that are done in the light, and God sees the things that are done in the darkness. God sees the things that are open, but God also sees the things that are very secret. You don't have any secrets from God, do you? No, not a one, because God sees and God knows you. Notice in the book of Genesis, chapter number 6 and verse number 12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Wow. God looked, and God saw all the pollution. God saw every sin that was upon the earth. You see, God sees the good, but God also sees the bad. God sees the things that we do in the daytime, but God also sees the bad that we could do at night. God sees those things that are chosen of him. And God also sees those things that are not chosen as well. Notice, in the book of Exodus, chapter number 14, verse number 24, and it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. The Bible states that the Egyptians were following the Israelites as they escaped from the land of Egypt. But God watched the Egyptians. God saw them through the pillar of fire and of the cloud. And the Bible says that he troubled the host of the Egyptians. Notice at this point that the Israelites did not have any trouble. But God troubled the people of Egypt. Why? Because the people of Israel was doing what God wanted them to do. And the people of Egypt were not doing what God wanted them to do. It's a very evident fact that if you do what God wants you to do, God looks upon that with pleasure. But if you don't do what God wants you to do, God looks upon that with judgment. That's absolutely so. Notice, in the book of Exodus, chapter number 2 and verse 25, the Bible said, and God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. It's an evident fact that the respect of God that he had for Israel came because he looked upon them, and God saw that they were doing correctly. The Bible states in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 26 and verse number 7, and when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked upon our affliction and on our labor and our oppression. God sees everything that is going on. God sees and blesses those that have doubts, fears, and worries. If we will only trust God, you can rely upon God. You can tell God what's on your heart. You can tell God what's on your mind. You can be honest with God as no one else. God understands. In the book of Judges, chapter number 6 and verse number 14, the Bible here talks about a man by the name of Gideon. He is a judge that is going to lead the people of Israel away from the Midianites. And God is going to give him victory. But God knows that Gideon is afraid. Have you ever been afraid? Listen, Gideon is afraid of doing what God said to do. And God said in Judges 6 and verse number 14, "And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" You see, God knows. God looks upon our hearts. God sees our fears. God sees our worries. God sees it all. And God is the one, God is the only one that can bless us during those times. The Bible states in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 1 and verse 11, that Hannah was a woman, and she was afflicted in her own home because she had no children. Her husband had two wives, but the first wife, she had children, but Hannah didn't have any children at all. And here's what she prayed unto the Lord, and she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." You know, the Lord looked upon Hannah. The Lord saw what she was going through, and he understood. And the Lord gave to Hannah a son by the name of Samuel. He was a great prophet and a great leader of the Israelites. You see, God knows what we're going through. God understands all of that. And God is able to bless us even when we're afraid. Even like Gideon was afraid. But the Lord looked upon him, and God saw him, and God saw his willingness, but God also saw his fear. God does that. He's a wonderful God that he can watch over everything. But God doesn't look at things the way that men look at things. God does not see things the way that men see things. Look in the book of Isaiah 55 and verse number 8. The Bible said here, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord." This is a wonderful thing, that God is so far above us that he is able to take care of us even when we are much afraid. God is able to do all that. Sometimes when we're confused about what we need to do next, God knows that. And God tells us at times, don't be looking that way. Look this way instead. This is what happened to the man Samuel when he was sent by God to appoint a king in the place of Saul. Look with me in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 16 and verse number 7. "And the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Wow! I'm so thankful that God looks at the inside and not at the outside. I'm glad that God told Samuel, don't look on his countenance. Don't look on his outward appearance. But I want you just to look upon the heart. I want you to see things the way God sees it. And God saw David, the youngest of the children. And God said, this is the one that I have anointed to be king over the land of Israel. I'm glad that God chose David, the man after God's own heart, to lead the people of Israel. God sees the true condition of mankind. God sees our fallen nature. God looks upon all of that. The Bible says in Psalms 14 in verse number 2, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Well, what did God see? God saw nobody coming to him. God saw nobody trusting him. Therefore, God elected some. And those people will therefore, because of the election of God, therefore those people will trust God and be saved. The Bible states that God looks in mercy and grace towards sinners. My, I'm so thankful that God is this way. In Psalms 80 in verse number 14, the Bible says, return, I beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. I'm glad that God looks in mercy and grace toward us that are sinners in his sight. I'm thankful that God takes care of us. The Bible states in the book of Luke, chapter number 1, and verse 25, as God looked in that day on Elizabeth, he said, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Elizabeth here was an older woman. She was past the age of bearing children. But you know what? Elizabeth would bear a child. His name is John the Baptist. Wow! He is the forerunner of Christ. This is a great and marvelous, wonderful thing that he did. Notice also that God sees the service of every individual. The Bible says in Luke 21, verse number 1, and he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. The fact is that God also sees the poor widow woman who cast in all of her living. Nothing is a surprise to Almighty God because he sees and he knows everything. You know, while God sees the blessings of people, God also sees what they do is wrong. God saw Peter when he denied Jesus Christ. Just like if you do not do what Christ wants you to do, God sees that. In the book of Luke 22, verse number 61, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. I don't think that Christ looked upon Peter with a condemning look, but I think he looked upon him with a look of sadness combined with mercy. God sees everything. God knows everything. God saw Cornelius. He was fasting and he was praying. But Cornelius was lost. And God saw him when he looked on him. And he was afraid. And he said, what is it, Lord? And he said, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. God understood. I'm thankful that God is a God who sees us. I'm thankful that he is a God who knows us. I'm thankful that he is a God who looks upon us. I'm thankful that he looks with a look of love.
Now, both this week's message and last week's are very uncomfortable to some people. The idea that God's eyes can see you and what you do and what you think can be pretty scary. And you couple that with last week's message about death coming to all of us, and you can react in a couple different ways. One way is to see the need you have and reach out to God for forgiveness and salvation. The other way is to ignore your need, push off the concern for a later day, and eventually time is going to run out. But if you'll trust Christ as your Savior, then the idea of God's eyes seeing you becomes much more of a comfort instead of a burden of fear. And it reminds you that he sees your needs, your trials, and can provide blessings and comfort. Well, our time has quickly slipped away from us, but as we close, please remember that you're always welcome to come and join us in person at Independence Baptist Church. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forest Hill, Missouri, and we'll be meeting this morning at 10 a.m.